And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to you right around the country. We're beaming into 3AW Melbourne, Sydney's 2GB, 4BC in Brisbane, across to 5AA in Adelaide, and out west in Perth, 6PR, bringing you the House of Wellness with the one phone number if you'd like to join in. It is 131873. 131873. Ed Phillips here, joined by my favourite pharmacist and raconteur, bon vivant, Gerald Quigley. Hello.
Good morning, Ed.
And lovely to be joined also by our favourite nutritionist and healthy chef, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Hello.
Good morning, good morning.
Something nutritious and delicious on your radar today. Do tease us with that.
Do tell. Well, I am a yogurt fan, so I thought I'd do a frozen panna cotta, but it's got this gorgeous, lovely crumble using acai, which is a bit of a bang for good nutrition.
Is that dessert or main?
What do you think, Edward?
Well, I like to start all my meals with dessert.
So do you? Are you one of those people, are you?
I'm run with this
right,
one.
Right, okay. Well, it's healthy.
That's a little different, sorry.
We know that.
A to Z of vitamins, where are we focusing today?
Two things today. We're going to have a chat about hemp seed oil as an alternate source of essential fatty acids.
Okay.
Zoe and I are great fans of hemp seed, but we're using the oil from the hemp seed. And also the energy driving properties of ubiquinol. We'll touch on that as well.
Okay, interesting.
Which I think, Ed, would make a difference to your life.
And we have a very healthy and timely focus on women's health over the course of this show today. Of course, Women's Health Week kicking off from September 2nd. Ooh. And then the month of September, we rename Liptember too, don't we? So we'll be chatting with one of the Liptember ambassadors, or proceeds from that fabulous drive going towards benefiting women's health as well. So plenty to focus on. And your calls are equally important. We love to hear from you. 131873, you might have some aches and pains or some nagging injuries that are troubling you. Perhaps there's an alternative you haven't considered that perhaps Gerald might be able to suggest, or Zoe indeed, from the nutrition side. We would love to take your calls. 131873. In fact, all our callers going to air today go in the draw for the fabulous $100 gift voucher, which I urge you promptly to spend on dads, because Father's Day is not too far away.
This is true. Mm-hmm. The focus is on women coming forward, but it is Dad's Day.
It's win-win.
Next week.
For the start of September. We've got to get one little win on the board, don't we, Gerald?
We do. Very important, Ed.
Father of three daughters. You have a lovely five-year-old daughter too, Zoe. Women's Health's on our radar today. We'll be chatting with Campaign Manager for Women's Health Week from the Jean Hales Foundation, Brenda Jones, shortly. And I think from research, we did a lot of research into mental health issues, but they focus mainly on men. Would that be fair to say, Gerald? And then try to extrapolate that simply with those findings onto women?
We probably do, but it's important, I think. We tend to segregate. Women have got mental health issues. And look, I think it's just the challenges of, and Zoe, with your Emily, bringing up children into an environment where they feel secure, they feel safe, they feel proud and competent.
Yeah.
And I guess information they get from school and they get from home, but the big confusing factor, and your boys will be the same, is the social media pressure, which is really unsettling a lot of children.
And I think it's so important that we make this dialogue normal. Let's normalise the fact there is nothing wrong with having a really bad day. The bad part is when you stay in that emotion and you can't expand out of it. So as everybody saw, all parents know that we are the better example, we need to start this process. Uh-huh. But again, I often have chats with Emily. We talk a lot about our emotions, and there isn't any good or bad emotions. It's about what we do with them.
Absolutely. Look, we do need to lead by example. We think we have to be kind of perfect parents in many ways, don't we?
Oh, my God, the pressure.
I try to do, all the right things in front of my kids, but I am reminded daily, when I took them skiing a few weeks ago, the funniest thing they've ever seen in their lives was me just wiping out big time and my skis catapulting, cartwheeling down the slope. And they just think that's the best thing their dad has ever done in their presence.
I think I would probably laugh as well.
Yes, well, so would I. I'd be calling a crowd.
Lessons lessons to be learned by all of us.
The power of happiness and laughter.
Isn't that true?
Our website, kids don't get a chance.
Our website is houseofwellness.com.au. Check that out at any time. Our recipes are there. You can ask Gerald other questions as well. Or we're here for you across the course of this hour on 131 873. Let's go to Joanne first up. She's in Surry Hills in Melbourne. Hello.
Hello. I've got the flu and I'm 60. I've never had it before in my life.
Oh, wow.
And I'm really worried. I've never felt anything like this.
Joanne, your concern is understandable because we read and we hear about the flu, but a person who catches the flu really has a different perspective on flu than the people
Indeed.
Who just read about it and listen to it. So rest, we go back. Oh, good cough as well. Now, Joanne,
oh,
I'm sure.
You.
The important things. You've got a wheezing sort of cough. Look at ivy leaf extract to support lung function. A lot of these things are viral, so we've got to promote recovery. Mm. And there's a herb which is called astragalus and another one, echinacea. You can safely take those things with any antibiotics your doctor's giving you. And Zoe, obviously simple, wholesome, warming foods.
Yeah, absolutely.
That hopefully, Joanne, someone else will prepare for you.
Exactly. I mean, we talk a lot about bone broth. You can buy some beautiful bone broth, and not only do they have the benefit of that sort of warming, herbaceous kind of feeling to it, but they've also got the collagen in there, which is very recovering. But zinc, you know, we speak so much about zinc. I mean, I think it's probably one of the most amazing minerals because it works on so many different functions, from working to support our immune system, but also things like serotonin pathways. Because as we know, when you're feeling pretty sick, you're not feeling very happy. So we find those in obviously meat and seafood, but lots of green leafy vegetables and nuts and seeds. But there are some, you know, some really good ways to add these into your diet. A smoothie can be a simple way to add all of these foods. You can even buy some liquid zinc if you needed to bump that smoothie up as well.
Gerald, what do we find? If we did nothing, if we had no flu vaccination months ago, if we don't take any of these boosting vitamins that might help us out, how long could we expect a big flu to last in our system?
Well, everybody's different, and it depends on your starting point, Ed. If you are that sort of person who, in theory, has the balanced diet and you have no stress in your life, and you have plenty of sleep. Now, that wipes out probably most Australians.
Who has that?
then you probably would cope with something like this fairly well. But what we find, as Joanne is finding, we can't avoid it. We've just got to make sure we do the simple things. Wash our hands, cleanse our nose with isotonic saline at night to wash the bugs away. And it's an insurance as well as the vaccine, which gives us plenty of protection.
Quite remarkable. Joanne's not had the flu in her 60 years, so we think that's amazing. So we hope it doesn't drag on too long. It's a horrible thing that pretty much every one of us does go through at some stage. Happy for more of your calls. 131-873. All our callers go in the draw for that $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store across the country. Women's Health Week kicks off from September 2. We're back next to chat with campaign manager for the week, Brenda Jones, joining us here from the Jean Hales Foundation on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, get Hugo Boss bottled 100ml at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Would you like beautiful, youthful-looking skin? Well, try BioGlan Marine Collagen Powder from Chemist Warehouse. From our late 20s onwards, our body's ability to produce collagen really starts to decline. BioGlan Marine Collagen helps to maintain collagen levels in the body and help keep our skin looking youthful and firm. It's free from fillers, chemicals, and other nasties. Help support your skin's health with BioGlan Marine Collagen Powder, and it's available now at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Great to have you with us. As always, Sunday mornings, it's your healthy tune-up. Ed Phillips here, along with Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pull. And now, many ladies, as we know, are admitting that two of the biggest reasons they find it hard to maintain a healthy lifestyle is lack of time and not making their own health a priority. And it's no myth that women often don't look after themselves because they tend to put everyone else ahead of their own health needs, right, Zoe? So it's time to do something for your health and can start making positive changes, ones that can last a lifetime. Jean Hales is an organisation dedicated to women's health, and the message for Women's Health Week, which runs from September 2 to 6, is to encourage all women to make good health a priority. Joining us on the line this morning is Brenda Jones. She's the the campaign manager for Women's Health Week. Hello there, Brenda.
Hello, good morning, Ed and Gerald and Zoe. Nice to be with you.
Good morning, Brenda. I think the thing I love that you guys advocate is about slowly making positive changes when it comes to women, because we are very busy people. But why do you think we tend to put everything ahead of it? Everything, I mean.
Oh, we do, don't we? And you're right. Our Women's National Survey last year revealed that lack of time and health not being a priority were the two biggest barriers for us not looking after ourselves. And I think we're leading busier lives than ever before, which makes us more prone to get on that treadmill and just keep on going.
Yes.
And there's also a new one is now called the sandwich generation, and that's for women who have both teenage children and elderly parents. So I think we just get caught on that treadmill and keep going and going. And we're always, I hate to use the word martyr, but I think women like to sort of think we've got to keep going for everybody else. And occasionally we have to stop that and focus on ourselves.
That's a great word, martyr, Brenda. I used it at home once, but I have never used it again for my life.
I wouldn't have used it either.
No.
I think we do tend to think that we have to keep things going for everybody.
Look, I want to add my congratulations to Jean Hales. As a very young pharmacist, I went to some continuing education lectures there, and the whole place impressed me so much. Are there particular focuses over the week that you will be really concentrating on, Brenda?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Gerald. We have a week of different topics that you can sign up for and receive as an email. So it's a really easy way to access the information. So Monday, which is the 2nd of September, we kick off the week with a physical activity day, which is probably appropriate. And it's a day dedicated to how we can all move more and stay motivated. We know that every part of our body benefits from physical activity, but it's by increasing that incidental exercise that we can actually increase the amount of physical activity we do without really even trying. And I think Zoe said before about making small steps, and it's a bit like, you know, just get off the train or the bus one stop earlier. Try not to sit for more than an hour, take the stairs, put the remote control away and actually get off the couch to change channels. All of those little things actually build up over the course of the day and make a big difference to our physical activity.
Do you know, Brenda, it's so true, physical activity, as we know, you know, it's good for those neurochemicals, it feels good.
Yeah.
It's quite the topic I find sometimes women still get uncomfortable to talk about is things like pelvic floor and how to support that, or bowel movements. I mean, as a nutritionist, I love talking about poo, you know, and as a mum as a five-year-old, it's very much a hot topic for us. But, I mean, women really need to understand that that's a conversation that all of us have an issue with on some varying degree. What kind of things are you educating, or how are you changing that dialogue so we don't feel embarrassed to talk about it?
Yeah. Well, Tuesday is our bathroom day.
Awesome. Early in the week. Sensation.
Early in the week, let's get it over and done with. And it is about learning how to maintain healthy bladder and bowel and gut. And we have fantastic recipes each day of the week that supports all of the health content that we do. But we also, on Tuesday, we actually give some tips on how to have that conversation. Even with your doctor, we may think it's easy, but for some of us, that is still really quite difficult to go in and actually raise the subject about your poo, or about your bladder, whether it's your urinary tract infection,
all of it.
That are so common for women, and they live with it, you know, without actually just asking for the right advice, and it's there. And most of these issues, as you know, are commonly
I still can't jump on a trampoline.
No.
Sure.
Why would you want to? No.
But Brenda,
it's really about that,
Look, and I think from what you've just said, write your issues down. How often and I see in my practice, people say, I forgot to ask. Write your things down and go through them one at a time so you can get the answers that fit within your expectations, because everyone's in a hurry these days. These are really important issues, particularly urinary health, where there's the link between confusion as a woman gets older, confusion and urinary health. And we miss that sometimes.
I know, and I think a lot of the time we think we just have to put up with it. We've had babies or whatever, and it's just well, this is what happens to a woman. But you don't have to put up with it. There are ways to treat most of these conditions very easily, and it's just a matter of, as you said, seeking help. We have a fantastic card that we have that people can download off our website called the Let's Talk card.
Yeah,
and there are things that you can write down a message, take it into your doctor or your naturopath or your dietitian, and if you don't feel comfortable, you can slide it across the desk and say, I want to talk about this.
Yeah. It's interesting, Brenda.
Put it all on the doctor.
So as a 41-year-old, I obviously have a 5-year-old, but I also have a mother who's not well. And I think that was a role that I was quite surprised by. I didn't realise that I was going to kind of essentially have to parent two people at this age in my life. Mm. What tips would you give to people? Because I, you know, I've got ACAT, we're kind of looking at all the services, but I'm sure there's a lot of women or people in my position that don't kind of know how to balance and put it back in, the focus back on them again.
Mm, it is, and I must say I did something very similar at the beginning of the year with my mum into an aged care home.
Sorry about that.
It's awful. And I have a 15-year-old daughter. Mm. So it is a juggle because they both need you. Mm. One of them doesn't think they need you.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's by the way, that's my 5-year-old and my mum.
Yeah, they don't think they do. But, and you are torn between wanting to be there for both. So it is. There's lots of advice out there around aged care and ACAS and things like that now. But it's quite a minefield of information you have to go through and find. And it is very, very difficult. But I think, again, you've got to be kind to yourself too and go back to that mantra, well, if I don't look after me, I can't look after either one of them.
Mm. The oxygen mask theory.
Take that. Yeah, absolutely. The oxygen mask theory. Yep. You must put it on yourself.
All right.
We don't.
It's a big week. So, it's from next Monday.
I better move on. Yeah. And if I can just quickly, Wednesday is about reproductive health. Thursday, we're focusing on breast and heart health, really both important areas. And then Friday is our mental health day. So we slow it down a bit for the weekend and just take time to look at issues such as anxiety, exhaustion, Friday, loneliness, and worry. So each day of the week we have fabulous recipes. There's a podcast, a video. So women can take access to the information the best way that they can for them, whether it's on the train or reading an article or just even cooking one of the recipes. It's all small steps, as we say.
Great. Fantastic. And you mentioned your website. What is that for everyone listening?
Yep. Absolutely. Womenshealthweek.com.au. You can sign up to get that content. You can sign up to host an event and you can go onto the website and find all of this great content. It'll be up there even after the week is over.
Fabulous, Brenda. Womenshealthweek.com.au. By the way, the Jean Hales Foundation is a beneficiary of all the proceeds raised thanks to Liptember, which we'll talk more about in just a little bit. Appreciate your time this morning. Good luck to you and all your crew, Brenda.
Terrific. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Brenda.
Brenda Jones there for the Women's Health Week, which kicks off from Monday, September 2 for the week, running until September 6 from the Jean Hales Women's Health Movement there. Fantastic stuff. Let's take a little break. More of your calls on the other side of this quick break here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, get Hugo Boss bottled 100ml at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
My fellow Australians, do you want to be happy? Do you want to feel good and live longer? Well, then get ready. Get on your marks and get set and go healthy. The Go Healthy range is New Zealand's highest-selling vitamin brand. The range has been carefully designed to deliver health and well-being through its very colourful and diverse range across 10 categories. It does include general health and women's health, joint and bone health, specialty products, and even children's health. Go healthy. Go and be you. Always read the label and use only as directed. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Lots of calls to get through. We'll jump onto the lines in just a sec, 131 873. But thanks to Go Healthy, let's chat the A to Z of vitamins today. Where are we focusing, Gerald?
The oil from the hemp seed, Ed, is where we're going. A magnificent alternative source to those who want the benefits of omega-3s, and we talk omega-3s so often, particularly with marine or fish. Now, if you don't or can't use marine-based products, as in fish oil, here is an option for omega-3, omega-6, omega-9 in balance in a very nutritious option. Taken regularly, it helps dryness, dry mouth, dry skin, dry joints, which is arthritis, all of those, dry eyes, anything dryness, hemp seed oil will make a difference.
delicious. You're a big fan of the hemp products too. And they are delicious with when you put them in your smoothies and add them to other forms of cooking and baking.
Yeah, I've used them in salad dressings. And again, I've even when I have my juice, I'll have a little teaspoon of it before I have something else to eat, just to wash it all down because the oily taste sometimes people don't like. But I am a massive, massive fan of it.
Sure. Great. We use them to crumb the cutlets.
Oh, I like that one. Oh,
that's brilliant thinking. Mm. Go Healthy Hemp Seed Oil. By the way, the A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, is now available in Australia. Also, we talk about turbocharging our metabolism, and ubiquinol is a great way to do that. Tell us a bit more about the fabulous
properties.
We hear
often, Ed and Zoe, about coenzyme Q10, but it has to be in a readily available form. When you take coenzyme Q10 as a supplement, you've got to change it in your body to use it. Ubiquinol is the ready-to-use version of CoQ10. So it's there to work, concentrated in your heart. This is like putting new spark plugs in your Vespa. It is really
like
the sort of thing that just gets it going at peak capacity, energy without extra effort.
If I'm not mistaken, and I'm no mechanic, I think a Vespa only has one spark plug. It's not the biggest engine going around. But let's say my V8, shall we say?
Okay. Yeah, right, yeah, of course.
It'll feel like a V8.
If we're talking energy, a simple 150 milligram capsule. So we're maintaining energy. We all want to live as well as we can and be energetic as we can. Here's an option.
Ubiquinol is one to consider as well. All right, to the phones we go at in Werribee South. Christine is standing by. Thanks for being so patient. You can be next patient here at the House of Wellness, Christine.
Hello all, love your program.
Thank you.
Now, Jared, I've been diagnosed with paramyalgia rheumatica recently.
Okay. And are you on steroids, on some prednisolone, Christine?
No, I can't take prednisolone.
Okay.
I've been told.
Okay. And anti-inflammatories, did the doctor give you some of those?
Yes, I've got Moxicam, but it aggravates my tummy.
Oh, dear. Well, then let's look at some options, Christine, because that's not a good sign. Here we go with options.
No.
The first option is turmeric in a readily available form in capsule form from your pharmacy. Number two is omega-3 fish oil. And if you don't like fish, consider the hemp seed oil we just mentioned then. But omega-3s in high dose, so high EPA and DHA, and to help your sleeping at night, magnesium in powder or capsule form. They're the go-3s in polymyalgia rheumatica that will just help you get through this, Christine. Mm.
And we often talk about really good anti-inflammatories, but we need to consider what is causing that inflammation aside from just the ailment itself. So pro-inflaming foods, the foods we should be avoiding is obviously all things like refined carbohydrates. So, you know, if you're having maybe processed flours, maybe look at something like a quinoa flour or something a little less, or a wholemeal flour, just so it's got that fiber, it's got that better quality in it. Your fried foods, soft drinks, caffeine, alcohol, too much red meat in the diet, and sort of the processed hydrogenated fats as well. They're the ones to kind of avoid as much because they definitely increase inflammation within the body.
Hopefully some options there, Christine. Thank you so much for your call. 131873 is our number. Ron, we're coming to you in Nana Wadding. Hello, welcome to the House of Wellness.
Hello, how are you?
Well, Ron, how can we help you today?
Not bad. I got your letter.
Good.
I talked to you and Tony in the night time.
Okay, good.
Terrible pains. I've been in terrible pain, and I've been taking what you told me, the lipoic acid.
Yes. Is it making a difference, Ron?
The tumour, well, it did ease it, but the last 3 nights...
Yes, it's come back.
I've done a lot of work and walking 3 days ago.
Oh.
I haven't slept for 3 nights.
Oh, you poor thing.
Well, Ron, what we've done
pain.
We've just tricked it back up again. So I think a few days with less walking would be a good idea. So change nothing. But now there's your body telling you that you've overdone it. And sometimes we blokes think we're invincible. We've got to sort of exercise within our means, Ron. So you've got the lipoic acid and you've got the turmeric, and I may have suggested B12 for you as well. But those suggestions...
Yeah, I'm taking the
B12. Okay, they still stay firm, but you're going to have to give your sciatic nerve and your back a chance to recover.
All right.
Okay, so just change nothing, Ron.
Good luck, Ron. Thank you for your call, and get back to us within the week to let us know how that's progressing. Norma, we're coming to you in Kooyarrup in Victoria. Hi, Norma.
Hi, Norma.
How are you?
You're talking to a Kooyarrup boy here.
Ah. Am I?
Yes. I grew up in Bales, Norma, which is just outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how can we help you, Norma? Enough of the geography, because Ed doesn't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got to have a CT scan
yes.
of my abdomen and pelvis.
Okay.
Because I've got very poor kidney function, yes. I'm not allowed the dye contrast.
No.
Yeah, is there anything else that they do? I've been worried what they're going to do.
Well, and you know, it's the fear of the unknown, Norma, and I get so frustrated on your behalf mm. here. So you've got these things coming up. You've yep. been told various issues will prevent you from getting perhaps the results that are easiest, but yep. they don't give you any more information. What is it these days that communication about issues like this drives us crazy? Because you'll go home, you'll get on the computer, you'll see all these negative things and think, holy smoke, where am I going? Write your concerns down, Norma, and the next time you see whoever's looking after you, fire those questions. What about this? What about that? What about something else? Otherwise, it's all this anxiety worrying over something that hasn't happened yet and really over which you've got no control, but you need to get the facts.
All right.
Could you do that?
All the time. And yes, because my kidneys only work at 35%. So
okay, well then you've got to but write those concerns down. So questions that you were going to ask Zoe and me, write them down, check with your doctor.
Let's go to Laurie, who's in Seaford in Vic, not too far off from Coorong.
Coorong, yeah. No, it is a different area. Hi, Laurie, how can we help you?
Good day, folks. I've been diagnosed with shingles.
Yes.
And about 6 days ago, they gave me Valtrex, which I just finished.
Yes. And things improving, Laurie?
Well, the rash doesn't bother me, but under the rash, which is my left side of my chest, armpit and back, yes. I've got acute pain every 4 hours.
It's so got they've a fancy given me, name, Laurie. Yeah, what have they given you?
Well, they just told me to take Panadol Fort.
Okay. Now,
so I was just wondering what I can take.
Yes. Well, and, Panadol Fort's practically useless, Laurie. So if you could move to lipoic acid, L-I-P for Peter.
Mm-hmm.
L-I-P-O-I-C. It's a 400 milligram tablet that you take twice a day, and that's specific for nerve or neuropathic pain, which is what you've got.
Yes, yeah.
Now, so if you do that twice a day, get some magnesium capsules to help you sleep at night because the pain will stop you from sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And is the skin broken, Laurie?
No, it's just bright red, and okay. The skin's pretty good. It's just immediately under that.
Underneath, yes.
And deep within the body,
yep.
I get indigestion from the pain yep. around my chest. And once
course,
I get that up, pain eases
course.
A bit.
Yes, and that will happen. So there is a cream which has got a pepper. It's called capsaicin cream. So it's the ingredients in pepper. And that's also considered and works very well externally, Laurie, as long as you don't put it on broken skin. Otherwise, it stings like blazes.
And just remember, I mean, there's lots of rich magnesium foods as well. So just making sure you're eating a very varied diet, because once the shingles abates, we really want to make sure the immune system's there to support as much as we possibly can. So your green leafy vegetables, fruits, nuts and seed, legumes, vegetables, and good quality seafood in the diet.
Thanks, Laurie. We wish you all the best. Thanks for your call. We've got time for a few more before the show is done. 131873. But next, we're back to chat about Liptember with September just around the corner.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, get Hugo Boss bottled 100ml at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Do you want to clean your teeth the natural way, how you ask? Well, make the change to the Natural Family Company's natural toothpaste range at Chemist Warehouse. With the highest level of xylitol, which is the active ingredient which protects against bacteria, plus 70% organic ingredients, the natural toothpaste range is flavoured with Australian native River Mint, giving you a real fresh breath experience. And don't forget their 100% biodegradable range of toothbrushes. What a great idea. At Chemist Warehouse, the Australian-made natural toothpaste range starts from just $6.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
All right, confession time. Well, it's not really a confession. It's no secret. I love my little sweet treats, desserts, you name it. And that is why I'm all ears for our nutritious to delicious installment today. It feels very desserty under the guise of what I would like to call entree.
Yogurt or entree, is it? Well, it is a frozen yogurt panna cotta with assai, crumb and caramelised fruit. It is delicious. So to make the panna cotta, it's standard way we do it. We're using some lovely Greek yogurt. I'm putting in some marine collagen powder by Bioglan again because I love to add just more protein, more good nutrition into the food. And what we're sweetening with is a little bit of maple syrup and something called agar-agar to thicken it, which is actually a seaweed. So this is quite good if people are wanting to go for a more vegetarian experience as well. And then we freeze that. We mix it up, freeze it. And then the acai crumb is some beautiful acai berry powder from Bioglan. Some dates to sweeten it, almond meal, shredded coconut, macadamia nuts, which is my favorite nut in the world. And again, a little bit of the maple syrup. So you just basically make that into a beautiful crumb and put that on top. And then the caramelized fruit, we're using virgin coconut oil, which I find just makes everything rich and luscious and velvety and does really make you feel like you are on holidays.
Yum.
And we just basically use pineapple and strawberries and then we assemble it together and it just spills down. Are you salivating, Ed?
I just cannot wait. And if you want to follow this and make this yourself, it sounds absolutely heavenly. Have a look at our website, houseofwellness.com.au. There's a recipe tab. Just click on that and all of Zoe's wonderful creations will drop down and be there for your enjoyment. All right, next month, September, we like to think of it as Liptember. It's the campaign we know over the last few years that's been dedicated to raising funds and awareness for the extremely important issue of women's mental health. It's to encourage people to check in on family and friends and listen to each other as well. Now, as we mentioned at the top of the show, the majority of mental health research has been in focus really on men, with the findings then applied to women. And this has resulted in a number of programs and prevention strategies that are unable to really fully assist the mental health needs of what is a different portion of the population. So the Liptember campaign hopes to change that. And the funds raised during this next month are all donated to the Centre for Women's Mental Health, also to Lifeline, to Batia, Are You OK?, to the Jean Hales Foundation, as we've heard, and also the Pretty Foundation. To tell us a little bit more is Ambassador Emmy Lou McCarthy, who joins us in WA. Hi, Emmy Lou.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great to have you with us here. Why is there this need for the focus on women's mental health, do you feel?
Well, you know, I think that with anything, it needs to be specific to who we're speaking to, right? You know, if, you know, whether it's an audience that we're particularly targeting or whether it's resources that we're trying to work out, you know, where we need to put that money or that energy or that focus, and also where to start the conversation. So I think, you know, for Liptember to come on board and to, you know, really focus in on women's health and really targeting, you know, a specific gender and what we kind of need or what we need to start those conversations is so fantastic.
Mm. You know, it's interesting. I mean, I've had anxiety and I've suffered depression before and I feel very grateful for having that support network around me, which I've got to say took time to build. There's a bit of shame around what I was going through. But more the question I wanted to ask you is as a nutritionist, obviously, you know, there's this whole acceptance of a fuller figure as a female. And what is the difference between being healthy and fit? So how do we say to women, it's okay, whatever size you are, whatever mental health or issue you're going through, but these are the three things you need to do. Be fit, eat well, talk to your friends. How do we open that dialogue?
You know, I think what Liptember is doing by getting ambassadors on, you know, like myself is a great start because, you know, we're talking to our particular audience. Now I'm talking to my particular audience that I've built that relationship with, that rapport with, you know, and for me, you know, I am I'm a fuller figure. You know, I talk about things about being quite honest with yourself, you know, and whether that is, you know, where is your health at and what do you want to achieve in that? That's mental health and physical health. We're talking as well. Also being honest of the mental health, where is that at? Do you need help? Do you need to reach out? And making it okay, you know, and that's where all these different resources come in. And that's where Liptember is great because it's not just one resource, right? Mm. They sort of divvy out those funds to so many services, which we all know, whether it's your physical health or your mental health, you kind of need different support sometimes.
Oh, definitely.
To get that across the line.
Yeah, one, you know, you're feeling one thing one week, completely changes the other week. So to have the resource, I couldn't agree with you more.
Mimi Lou, yeah, I want to congratulate you on a phrase on your website, which I found fascinating, and it's called, it says, confidence is contagious. That has stuck in my mind ever since I read that. There is a motto that we could take into every school in the country to teach young girls especially that there's no harm in being confident in yourself. What in your view is the primary mental health issue that younger kids confront these days?
What was that last one?
Yeah, what's the biggest challenge that younger kids have in their, in growing up from a mental health perspective?
Oh, goodness. You know, I mean, like, I don't spend enough time in schools. I mean, I have three children of myself, so I can only speak from, you know, a mother's point of view, you know, from what I'm seeing with kids. And I think it really is about trying to get them to just understand that there are going to be days where you don't feel so good. There's going to be days where you feel great. There's going to be days where you feel great, but someone might bring you down and put you down for that. Do you know what I mean? Because that happens to all of us. And I think really embracing those darker days, and once we start to understand that those dark days, they happen to all of us, and they happen to us whether from a mental point of view, or sometimes they happen to us because of events that are happening around us. You know, an event can give us a dark day as well. And just letting them know that that's okay, and giving them the tools as well, because I think it'll happen. You know, it happens to everybody, but sometimes I think we're under that false impression that having a dark day is a scary thing. For me, I know that's exactly where I've been. You know, in some of my darkest days, I've been driven by fear. I'm scared. I'm lonely. I'm not mentally feeling strong. And so then that kind of spirals a little bit, you know, and then you all of a sudden you're scared, and then you start thinking things that we don't need to think. So if we can kind of, I guess, arm our kids, you know, with this knowledge, and also with this confidence around reaching out if we need to, and talking about it. I think that's where we really need to start.
All right, we've got plenty to cover in the weeks to come. The month of September will be upon us from next weekend, virtually. So we'll check in with you over the coming weeks, Emily. We appreciate you being one of the fabulous Liptember ambassadors, and thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
Good on you.
Thanks, Emily.
Don't forget, we'll give you all the instructions you need for the coming month. It's all about buying some fabulous lippy, brightly coloured ones. They're sold exclusively at Chemist Warehouse. And practice pouting. It'll be Liptember. We'll pick out some delicious, colourful shades for Gerald to trial as well.
I'm going green.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, good. Green for Liptember. We'll take a little break. More on the House of Wellness when we come back.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, get Hugo Boss bottled 100ml at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
The House of Wellness comes out across the country's airways, courtesy of the Macquarie Network, every Sunday morning and around midday on channels of 7. The TV version is on your screens as well. Joe Stanley fronting it again. Hello, Joe. What have you got lined up for us today on TV?
Good morning. We are continuing the Liptember conversation this morning when we have a chat about the Pretty Foundation, which is a fantastic organisation that's all about establishing healthy body image for our young children right from the start. We kick off Speech Pathology Week, which involves an interview with a speech pathologist who had to treat her own little boy for stuttering. And we have Harrison Craig. Do you remember him? He won The Voice a couple of years ago. And he has overcome his stutter.
Wonderful.
And
plenty
he's doing incredible things going into schools and helping kids with that.
Plus, we've got to run, Joey. We've got to run. It's all coming up at midday. Gerald, our $100 gift voucher. Who's it going to?
The winner this morning, Joanne from Surrey Hills. Joanne, you had flu. I hope you get better soon. You are the winner of the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher.
Thanks, guys. We're back next Sunday. Thank you, Zoe.
Thanks, team. Thanks. See you next week. Zoe.
Gerald, our favourite Kiwi Ruppian. See you next Sunday.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Never.